Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Another winter storm threatens much of Kansas this weekend. We've got the story.
City crews patch lots of potholes from the winter weather. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Kansas lawmakers pushing a Farm Bureau health coverage plan. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. A strong storm system to our west may begin bringing drizzle to us here in south central Kansas, and potentially just to the northwest of Wichita, some snow on Saturday. Our complete forecast is coming up.
A major winter storm expected to affect most of Kansas this weekend. Parts of the state can expect several feet of snow and high winds, creating dangerous blizzard conditions. The Kansas National Guard will be deployed across the state as needed. The storm is expected to track from the southwest to the northeast Saturday. Wichita is not included in a winter storm watch at this time, but rain is expected.
Winter storms taking their toll on Wichita roads. City crews have gone from plowing the snow to patching the potholes. City maintenance engineer Aaron Henning tells KSN News 8 crews are now out during the day.
Following any precipitation event, especially a freezing precipitation event, we do have a lot of potholes that tend to crop up.
The goal is to fill nearly 60,000 potholes a year. If you see a pothole that needs attention, you can download and use the Wichita Report app from the city website, wichita.gov.
Thursday afternoon, the city of Wichita hosted a social media town hall meeting focusing on the future of Century 2. Mayor Jeff Longwell says residents are being encouraged to provide input on this issue.
We'll have members of the committee and staff discussing challenges and opportunities with the building. They've spoken to neighborhood groups, district advisory boards, political engagement groups, and hosted a party at Century 2 and launched a survey meant to garner an idea of how the community feels about the performing arts needs in our community.
The city will continue taking public input through February 26th. Next week, Tuesday, the Century 2 Citizens Advisory Committee is going to present its findings to the City Council.
Wichita City Manager Robert Layton tells KNSS News he's pleased with progress on the new downtown stadium and has no doubts it will be ready for baseball opening day just more than 1 year from now.
We're right on schedule and right on budget, so that's, you couldn't ask for anything more. Now, we're still early on into the project, probably 10% in, but we have, as you can imagine, a pretty detailed construction schedule, and we meet every week to go over that.
Robert Layton is our guest this weekend on Issues 2019. That's Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
Rural state lawmakers are pushing a plan to allow the Kansas Farm Bureau to offer health insurance coverage to members without having to comply with federal mandates.
Backers of the Farm Bureau's bill hope that the group can offer lower-cost coverage. But the proposal is drawing criticism from Democrats because the Farm Bureau would not be required to cover people with pre-existing medical conditions. The state Senate approved the bill Wednesday on a 28-11 vote, sending it to the House. GOP lawmakers argue the bill would give consumers another choice after spikes in health insurance rates that they blame on the federal Affordable Care Act. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Teachers and the Oakland, California School District are scheduled to meet this morning to continue bargaining as a strike enters day two.
The district superintendent has said they agree teachers deserve more, as do students, but they have to work within a budget. Oakland Education Association President Keith Brown says the money's there. He says heading back into bargaining today,
I am hopeful that the district sees the community is empowered. Oakland educators are empowered today. Students are empowered.
He says teachers aren't making a living wage for Oakland. Class size is too big and kids don't get enough supplies. Teachers want a 12% retroactive raise. The district's proposing around a 7% raise over 4 years with a small one-time bonus. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Big sports weekend coming up. We'll check out hoops action all day tomorrow right here on Sports.
New program seeks to help kids with mental health challenges locally. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock here on a Friday morning. The Mental Health Association in Wichita has launched a new Compeer program. Hillary Zwett-Zig with the association says this effort for mentorship and guidance focuses on youngsters.
Compeer, by definition, means companion or confidant. And true to that nature, Compeer is a mentoring program that matches community volunteers with individuals who are dealing with a mental health issue. These matches sometimes are the first time these individuals have had a positive one-to-one relationship.
A recent study found 1 in 6 children in the U.S. have mental disorders.
President Donald Trump hosted an event at the White House yesterday honoring African Americans. The president talked about the contributions of the African American community.
From the earliest days of this nation, African American leaders, pioneers, and visionaries have uplifted and inspired our country in art, in science, literature, law, film, politics, business, and every arena of national life.
The president also spoke about record low unemployment numbers for African Americans.
A longtime confidant of the president has apologized to a federal judge for a social media post.
Roger Stone can no longer discuss his criminal case with reporters or post about it on social media. D.C. District Court Judge Amy Berman Jackson modified the terms of a gag order after Stone posted a picture of the judge on Instagram with what appeared to be crosshairs. Stone apologized in court, calling the post an inexcusable mistake, and he said he intended no threat. Berman called the apology hollow. Stone was charged by special counsel Robert Mueller with lying to Congress and witness tampering stemming from conversations with WikiLeaks during the 2016 campaign. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock here on a Friday morning.
And let's take a look at the traffic update here on the Friday morning commute. We do have a semi-truck on fire on the Kansas Turnpike. It's in the southbound lanes on the turnpike near El Dorado. It appears that that's not impeding traffic right now, but there still are emergency vehicles in that area where a semi was on fire. We've also got police reporting to a possible burglary in northwest Wichita, the 1,000 block of North Country Acres, and a possible disturbance at the Interfaith Inn, the 800 block of North Market. Traffic update, Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Not seeing a whole lot on the KNSS Weather Center radar screen this morning. However, that doesn't mean there isn't something on the way. Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How you doing on this Friday?
Well, you know, I'm just anticipating the lovely weekend weather when I'm going to get out in the yard and rake leaves and just have a great time out in the yard today.
You know what? At least we've got more rain than snow on the way. You know, the track, we've been really specifying that over the past few days. Any subtle changes to that could really shift amounts. Even though we're only a day away now, still, there's still time for things to change. But so far, it's looking like Wichita and the metro in general will really stay on the warm side of this thing throughout much of the day tomorrow. So it definitely looks like we've got more rain than snow. And therefore, we may even hear a few rumbles of thunder because it still looks like this storm system, it's going to be packing quite a punch. It's going to have a lot of energy with it. But if you plan on doing any traveling, that goes for anybody out there listening, especially if you plan on going into western or northern Kansas, you definitely need to consider holding off on that because there could be possible blizzard conditions over the weekend, really starting late tonight. So let's go ahead and just get right into that forecast. Mostly cloudy skies today. Clouds have been moving in through the morning. They're going to stay thick through the day. They'll try to squeeze out a few sprinkles, maybe some drizzle. And just something to remember also, if your windshield wipers are on, if you have to turn those on, make sure your headlights are on too. High of only 43 today, but still not all that cold. A little bit on the chilly side, a little bit of a blah day out there as we get the weekend started, but things definitely kicking into gear by the time we get into Saturday. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, a little bit of patchy fog around. 40% chance of rain, maybe even a few rumbles of thunder kicking off late tonight. Low of 38, so staying above freezing tonight. And then, of course, cloudy skies tomorrow. Winds picking up quite a bit out of the east and then switching out of the northwest at 10 to 25. 90% chance or more of a likelihood of rain showers, maybe a few rumbles of thunder, and then transitioning to some snow, possible wintry mix late afternoon, early evening. It's going to be brief. That change over to wintry weather, it's going to be quick, and then that storm system moves out before midnight. Right now, 34 degrees, east wind at 9 miles per hour, 27-degree dew point. So not all that dry out there. The air just a tad bit moist. Visibility's at 10 miles, and we do have a wind chill of 27, so it does feel a little bit colder out there. And also, Steve, I forgot to mention, should we see any wintry weather, I'm going with the Wichita Metro seeing a trace to 2 inches, but I think Wichita will be closer to that trace range where we may see maybe a couple of flurries, some wet snow mixing any rain out there.
Well, we had that first round of weather earlier in the week, and it moved out of here quickly. And the melting began immediately. So maybe this won't last too long. What do you think?
No, it definitely won't. It's going to last a little bit longer into western Kansas, mainly because they're going to get things started earlier. They're going to get things started just after midnight tonight, and it's actually going to continue all the way into tomorrow afternoon. And that's why there's portions of western Kansas that I can see some areas getting more than half a foot of snow.
Ooh, all right. Thank you, Ronell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. 7:14 now. Steve and Ted, again, a lot of snow melting yesterday. Sun came out in the afternoon. It was nice out there. I went out and took a run, Ted, and I had just I had my shorts, and I put on a sweatshirt, but it was nice. High temperature, 51 degrees. Normal high for the date is 50. So, hey, we were above normal. How about that? This is February 22nd. It was on this date in 1996. Wichita set an all-time record high for February when the mercury soared to 87 degrees. How about that? That's nice and warm for February 22nd.
Hopefully there was a Shocker baseball game then.
Yeah. Well, the it was on the date in 1630. Looking at the calendar again, the history. English colonists in the Massachusetts Bay Colony first sampled popcorn, brought to them by a Native American named Quatequina for their Thanksgiving celebration. You know, you think about Thanksgiving and you know, what we heard about the Indians and the colonists and celebrating. And think about it, well, they must have had turkey or whatever, because that's what we eat now. But we've heard over the years that maybe they didn't have turkey in that first one. They may have maybe had fish or chicken, something fowl, something like that, but not especially turkey. Well, here's a date of 1630 where the Native Americans introduced us all to popcorn. And all of us, I think most of us like popcorn. I'm a big fan. I always have been. And so popcorn on this date. And again, not much happening as far as weather right now, but we're going to keep you posted on that. What else we got on the agenda here? Just preparing for the weekend. Be ready for it. And then we give you plenty of warning. A lot of people, I guess, are probably going to stay in most of the weekend, but it sounds like it's not going to last long. You can get out later on. Century 2, still talking about that. You heard our news here just a few minutes ago, and they're still taking a little input on that. But I have a feeling, my gut feeling is that the advisory committee is going to possibly recommend two different facilities, one for fine arts and for shows and on-stage shows and things like that, and another one for the convention and business where you set up all the vendors and you have the booths and so forth, like the Outdoor Living and Landscape show that we're going to be doing here in next week. So I think they're going to recommend two different ones, and it could be a pretty dramatic proposal. Now, whether they're going to keep Century 2, the round Century 2 or not, and try to overhaul it, and they'll probably have to gut it to do it, but I'll see what they recommend. That's coming up next week. We'll keep an eye on it for you, keep you posted on that. The Outdoor Living and Landscape Show, we're very excited about that. That's coming up next week at Century 2, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, March 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And if you're one of the first 125 paid adults through the door all 3 days, and get your very own rain gauge, compliments of Stutzman's Greenhouse.
Looks all right.
Dang fancy.
Oh, you've got one there.
Yeah, I got one there. Oh,
that's pretty cool.
And the ones I've had in the past, you bolted onto the something on your house. I think I had a Cecil carrier rain gauge years ago. This thing, you stick it in the ground. Pretty cool.
I like that.
I do, too. I'm going to take that home. But anyway, that's going to be part of the Outdoor Living and Landscape show. And by the way, I have a couple of tickets to give away a little bit later on this morning for one of you lucky listeners. The Outdoor Living and Landscape show is something we at Entercom, our radio stations, we put this on. This is our show, and we're very proud of it. Our good friend Brad Horning is our promotions guy, and he works hard on this all year long, and all of our people around here put in time on it, and we're just looking for a great success and hope you come out and see us. Again, the first session will be next Friday, the 1st, a week from today. It starts at 11 a.m. in the morning till 8 at night. Get down there for the first day, or you can come down Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be a great, great show, and again, in a few minutes, I'll give away a couple of tickets to that. 7:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It's time for sports with Ted Woodward. And Ted, we've got a lot of basketball to talk about coming up this weekend.
Got right? A busy weekend, of course. The Shockers have a home game in men's basketball play tomorrow night at Coke Arena. The Shockers hosting Memphis. Shockers lost at Memphis back in January by 11 points. And tomorrow night will be the rematch here in Wichita. Shockers have won 5 of their last 6, playing well, and they get 3 of their next 4 on home court. So the Shocks looking forward to this stretch, trying to keep playing well. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl will begin their pregame coverage at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. The game will tip off at 7 o'clock tomorrow night in Coke Arena. And you can listen to that all live on 103.7 KEYN. Then join me after the game. I'll take your phone calls on the Shocker Locker Room Show. We'll be broadcasting live out of Twin Peaks in East Wichita at 21st and Rock. See you there tomorrow night. We've got a huge matchup between 12th-ranked Kansas and 14th-ranked Texas Tech, both tied for second place in the Big 12 Conference. It's going to be in Lubbock tomorrow night. KU beat Texas Tech by 16 points earlier in the month in Lawrence. Tomorrow night's the rematch in Lubbock. Live pregame coverage of the Jayhawks at 5:30 p.m. tomorrow. The game will tip off at 7 o'clock. And that's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 a.m., 97.5 FM. Kansas State is leading the Big 12 Conference. 21st-ranked Wildcats are home tomorrow afternoon in Manhattan, hosting Oklahoma State. K-State beat the Pokes by 18 points earlier in the month on the road. Tomorrow afternoon, the rematch in Manhattan. That'll tip off at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and that'll be nationally televised on ESPN2. The Wichita State women are on the road tomorrow night. They're visiting South Florida. That'll be a 6 o'clock tip. Steve Strain will have the call tomorrow night for the Shocker Ladies right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. High school girls basketball, a couple of our area teams finish unblemished in the regular season. Derby with a 34-point win at Hutchinson last night. The Derby girls head into the postseason undefeated at 19-0. Mays South with a 2-point win at home over Goddard last night. The Mays South girls also finished the regular season unbeaten at 20-0. JUCO men's basketball tomorrow afternoon in El Dorado, finishing up the regular season. Butler Community College hosting one of the best teams in the nation, third-ranked Coffeyville. Dennis Higgins will have live coverage of the Butler Grizzlies beginning at 12:45 tomorrow afternoon, and that's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And we have Shocker baseball this weekend as the Shockers head down to Arlington, Texas for 4 games in 3 days. The Shockers' one game today is at noon, and that's against Stephen F. Austin. And you can listen to that game live over on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And then on Saturday and Sunday, all 3 games will be right here on KNSS. Tomorrow at noon against Texas Arlington. Tomorrow afternoon at 3:30 against Stephen F. Austin. And Sunday morning at 11 a.m., another matchup with Arlington. So tune in this weekend for Shocker Baseball, trying to pick up some wins in Texas. That's sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
7:21 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Liberals begging Amazon to come to town. And traffic and weather on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.